Okay, so I have loved Maybelline since I became aware of it when I was, probably 13, 14. I have used Maybelline for that long. And their new Lifter Plump lip gloss is absolutely insane. It is so fabulous. It gives me the perfect puffy pout. And one thing about me is I always have a lip on. Like I wake up in the morning, I brush my teeth, and I apply a lip. I'm just that girl. I'm sorry, I have to. And I'm obsessed with this new Lifter Plump. Okay. Here's why. There's a little heat in it, and it just makes your lips look so kissable, so perfect, so divine. I'm obsessed, quite frankly. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
Thankfully, C4 Energy has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus. C4 Smart Energy is formulated with 200 milligrams of natural caffeine from green coffee beans, plus potassium, niacin, and vitamin B12 to support well-being and help you feel your best, all while promoting fat burn and boosting metabolism. So I have recently tried C4 Smart Energy, and let me tell you, it is giving me a boost. That caffeine is hitting because I have a very short attention span. I get distracted so easily, and I tried it, and I was like, yeah, this is a boost, all right. I love that. Look for Smart Energy every day in the beverage aisle at your local Target. Go grab a can and share on social media, tagging at C4 Energy and the It's Me Tinks podcast to show how Smart Energy helps you stay focused wherever you are. C4 Smart Energy, stay focused. Way's new anti-frizz cream provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours, plus heat production up to 450 degrees. Okay, so I actually tried Way's new anti-frizz cream on live with my community, which is kind of risky, right, to try a new product on live. I put it on my hair, which, as you guys know, is level 9 million frizzy. And by the time I had got done finishing my glam, because I was doing glam on live, my hair was dry, and I was shook to my core at how smooth my hair looked, especially that frizzy top part, in your part, all those little baby hairs coming through, that frizzy part, that was smooth. So shout out Way for consistently delivering products that actually work and do what they say they're going to do on the bottle. Frizz free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code MeTinks for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code MeTinks.
So today's episode, I went back and forth on whether I should even do this. I thought, ooh, this could be skewed the wrong way, or oh, this, I don't want to ever say anything negative about women ever. And then I was like, that's lazy, Tinks. That's lazy. And you have something to say about this, and you need to articulate it because other people are feeling it too. And if we want to advance women, then we need to talk about this. Okay. Essentially, my podcast today is going to be about women on women crime, times when women are really, really mean to one another, and how that can affect us, and some of the reasons why I think women are mean in these three areas. I went back and forth because I was like, well, my whole platform is about the advancement of women. Everything I do relates back to how can I boost the self-esteem of women so that they don't settle in dating, so that they don't settle in work, so that how can I talk to them about bodies so that they don't waste time thinking about this shit? How can we, fucking attack the patriarchy? How can women get ahead? That is at the core of everything I do. But I've had this feeling, this like little voice in the back of my head sometimes where I'm like, there's a contradiction here, or there's something that's hard to talk about, which is that sometimes women are absolute bitches to each other, right? I don't know how else to put it. So it's like, okay, everything I do is for the advancement of women, but why are some women so mean to other women, especially in these three areas that I picked out? The three areas I want to talk about are work, body image, and dating. My hope is that by talking about this, I don't actually have the answer because I don't think that anybody in our community would be mean to another woman But I don't know. You know, I was thinking back to myself and I was like, God, was there areas in my life where I could have helped women more, or I shouldn't have said that or whatever. And this is a safe space to talk about this stuff. But I really want to say again, I don't totally have the answer other than boosting up all the women that I come into contact with so that they don't have scarcity mindset, so that they don't feel insecure. Because I do think that all of this meanness, it comes from insecurity and it comes from scarcity mindset. So let's dig in, but I don't have like a cute little neat list on how to deal with these things, unfortunately. So the first one is work. And this is actually a question that I get a lot on AMA and emails and DMs, just like, oh my God, this girl is being such a bitch to me at work, or this higher up who's a woman is just cutting me off at the knees every single time, not inviting me to meetings. And I actually had a very specific experience that I want to share with you guys when I was working at Gap. And if you worked at Gap in 2012 to 2016, maybe you even know who I'm talking about. There was I think she was a vice president. I don't know, but she was very high up and she hated me. She hated my guts. She didn't like a lot of women who were younger than her, it seemed. And this was a problem because she kind of controlled who got to take meetings. She controlled what areas we could touch. She controlled who got to present at our big like quarterly summit thing. Again, like, look, I've mentioned this many, many, many times before. I wasn't that good at my job, but I tried really hard. Like, I didn't have a natural aptitude, especially for the number side of things, but I fucking tried. I showed up early. I had a good attitude. I was nice to everybody. I had a lot of other friends at Gap. So clearly it wasn't like me being nasty, if you know what I mean. She was so mean to me, you guys. Like, and she was mean to my other friend who was my age too. And we were just always like, no matter how hard we try, she's just not nice to us. And she has this attitude of complete contempt towards us. She would make comments about our outfits. She would not include us when there was meetings or presentations. And she would just be so critical and just so mean. And it really wore me down, because during that time, I was looking for especially women in my job to try to help me, because I was so fucking bad at my job and I wanted to be better. And some of them were like, that's the crazy annoying thing, is that the power of an older woman in the workplace reaching her hand down and saying like, okay, you're struggling. Here's what I would do if I were you. Or like, you've got to try to move to this team. Or like, hey, why don't you come to this meeting with me so you can see how we do it? Like, the power of that is actually unmatched. And I've had that too. So I don't want to say, I mean, obviously it's not all women, but it wasn't like that entire experience. I had a lot of women who were like, you know, you have talent. It's just not at this job and stuff like that. And in other areas of my life, for example, for every negative experience, I'll try to give a positive one. When I went to go work at Poshmark, every woman there boosted me up. And every woman, especially the ones who are a little bit further in their career than me, a little bit older than me, they mentored me. They were like, let me be your mentor. They were like, this is what you should do. This is what you should try. When I left to go to grad school, they were like, yes, you go. I'm proud of you. Like, this is the right step for you. Like, they were so encouraging. And to this day, you know, however many years later, I still think so fondly of them. So, so fondly of them. Joanna and Tracy and Kate, Amanda, all those women, they boosted me up, and I will think about them for the rest of my life. And that's what's so annoying, is like, why can't all women do that for each other? Like, I get I'm not saying, and also I just want to stop and take a moment and say, I've never been a person who's like, you have to get along with everyone. Like, sometimes you're just going to clash with people, right? Sometimes you just do not get along with them, whatever. But what I'm talking about is like that active meanness that happens in the workplace sometimes, that is just so fucking difficult. And it's like, I feel like it's more prevalent with women on women. And I anecdotally, I hear that a lot from you guys. I remember an email I got like, oh God, it must've been like 6 months ago. And it was like, I am literally just being bullied by this woman at work and I don't know what to do because I'm her direct report and she just like fucking hates me. So, you know, I think it comes from scarcity mindset. I think it comes from the idea of like, okay, oh my God, there's a new like young person coming up. And I also see, this is so complicated, guys, because I also understand. I also have empathy for the women who do have scarcity mindset, because they're like, I'm going to get pushed out. What if I want to go and have a baby? What if I want to, you know, take some time to do this? Or, you know, God forbid I leave for a year and I come back and I'm replaced by this young person. Like, I understand that. But that's even more reason why we have to be good to one another in the workplace and boost each other up, mentor the girls who are coming up under you, reach out to women who are older than you and ask them to mentor you. It's tough. It's so complex. I'm not trying to oversimplify this. I'm not trying to say, oh, like, you know, we should just all be nice to each other and braid each other's hair and kumbaya. That's not what I mean at all. I'm just identifying this major issue because I think that women on women hate like this in the workplace. It keeps the men ahead. I'll be blunt. I know I'm kind of generalizing here, but with guys, they're just like, okay, I'll see you at golf, Bill. And they like slap each other on the back. Whereas women, it's more complicated. And I do think that the dynamics of women in the workplace, it all comes down to scarcity mindset. But again, it's not our fucking fault because we don't have as many seats at the table, right? We don't have as many seats for women at the table. And we also have to take time out to have families. We have kids, we have babies. It will always be different for us, right? It will always be fucking different because we have babies, or some of us do who choose to have them. You know what I mean? Second area, body. When I get negative comments about my body, it is 98% of the time from women. And I get a lot of negative comments on my body. A lot. I've been on the internet for, you know, since I'm a millennial, since I was in college, but I've been public on the internet for 3 years now. And I get so much commentary on my body. I look fat. I look puffy. I lost weight. My arms look big. Oh my gosh, the list is long. The list is long. And, you know, before I trained myself, I would click on and I would see if it was a man or a woman. And most of the time it's a woman. And the DMs that I get and the AMAs that I get, I see they're from my followers. They're from women saying negative things about my body or making comments or what have you. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tinks, what about that tweet you sent when you were 21, right? I know you're probably thinking that. You called someone fat when you were 21. Yeah, I did. And that's why I'm qualified to talk about this, because you know where that comes from? That comes from insecurity. People who make comments on other people's bodies are insecure about their own. And I was. And I have a whole chapter in my book about the insecure, sad little girl that I was, who wanted so badly to have a perfect body and thought that by commenting on celebrities' bodies, that would somehow make me feel better. And it didn't. It was just nasty and mean. And I own that. I own that 100%. And thank God that I've grown out of that. And that's why I'm so obsessed with trying to infuse this positive body image to you guys, because I don't want you to go through what I went through. When you make comments on someone else's body, it is because you are stressed about your own, in my opinion. Okay. And millennials, we have it so bad. We've talked about this before, right? We grew up in a time where commenting on people's bodies was a sport. It was so common. It was all we did. Because when I saw that tweet, when it resurfaced, whatever, I went back and I did fucking soul searching, and I looked at all of the magazine covers from that year and from before that, from when I grew up, and all it was, I mean, can you fathom that there used to be full page spreads in glossy magazines where we would circle celebrity cellulite? Like, it's unfathomable today. But we grew up in it. So we thought, okay, that's what we did. And so you're probably thinking, how did you unlearn that? How, you know, whatever. Well, first of all, let me say, I definitely didn't learn how to not make comments on other people's bodies by being tarred and feathered in the public eye. But again, chapter in my book.
So I have a trip planned to Palm Desert coming up, and I booked an Airbnb because I wanted to be with all of my friends. This house we booked has a beautiful pool, so you guys know I will be catching some rays and doing a little bit of tanning. I know a few friends who have houses, and when they're away, whether it's on a trip or they're traveling for work, they just Airbnb their houses. So they're like actively making money while they're away, which is kind of the dream, right? Like passively making extra money. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with brand new releases and next listen recommendations. There's a story for every listener, from classic favorites to exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors. Okay, so you guys, I listened to The Shards by Bret Easton Ellis on Audible, and it was so scary. Okay, I was freaking out. I would be in my car listening to it, and I literally sometimes would have to pull over because I was so engrossed in the story. It's set in Los Angeles. It is a mystery thriller whodunit, and it is so scary and it's so emotive, and I literally was addicted to it. I couldn't do anything else for like 2 weeks while I was listening to it. Audible members can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. New Audible members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tinks or text tinks to 500-500. That's audible.com/tinks or text tinks to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. This Mother's Day, spoil the moms in your life with little luxuries from Osea. I am obsessed with Osea because it is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate neutral certified. And I just know I can feel very safe using everything. My mom loves it too. I always gift her Osea because I know she's obsessed with it. She is a big fan of the body oil. She just loves how soft it makes her skin feel. It is the best. The Undaria Algae Body Oil is seriously one of a kind. Like I said, that's my mom's favorite. It's rich yet never greasy, and it's clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity. It leaves skin silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code TINKS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code TINKS for 10% off.
I learned to love myself. I learned that making comments on celebrities' bodies doesn't make me feel better about my own. It actually makes me feel worse. Actually makes me feel so much worse. And it was through representation and exposure and all of the amazing body positivity that we've had over the past 10 plus years. Okay. And that's why it's so hard now. I mean, I'm on the other side of it now. And it's like every day a comment about my body. Oh, did you lose weight? Are you on Ozempic? Oh, your arms look really fat. Someone wrote to me and said, I saw you at Coachella and you looked fatter from behind than you did in your picture on your Instagram. I swear to God, a Finsta said that to me. And to that person, I really hope that next year when you go to Coachella, you spend more time looking at the stage than you do at some influencer's ass from behind. It is complicated. And we all do it. And you know what? Like, we all still do it behind closed doors too. Like with our friends, we'll be like, oh my God, she looks amazing, or this or that, like blah, blah, blah. And we need to be kinder to each other. Okay. Because we have enough fucking shit to deal with men objectifying our bodies and that whole ball of wax. We don't need girls to be commenting on each other's bodies. Really, we don't. And it's like, it's in both ways too. It's gaining weight or losing weight. It's like, we have to just move away from that. We have to just be like in a neutral space. And it really starts with you. So if you find yourself, even in your head, like making comments on girls' bodies, be like, what's going on with me? What's going on with me? I swear on my life, you guys, the place I'm at in now, I don't even make comments in my head. I don't think about people's bodies because I'm truly at a peaceful place with my own. At least I fucking try to be, until 3,000 people a week comment on my body and my ass looking big from behind and my arms looking fat and this and that. It's tough, right? It's really tough, but we need to work harder on this and we need to be better, because if I can learn to do it and if I can, you know, learn to love my body. And again, it's not even love. It's like being neutral about it and not care how other people look, whatever. Then you can too. And if you are 24, or actually any age, if you're in an age wherever, if you are where you are and you're like, I literally hate myself and I wake up every day and I think about food in a negative way the whole time and I think about bodies and I compare myself to people, I've been there. I've lived that. And I promise you, I know you feel like you have it worse than anyone, but I promise you, you don't. It's something we all go through and you can get out of it. And honestly, a good place to start, having compassion for other women. That's kind of like a good way in to tap into it, is to be like, wow, I feel like massive compassion for all women, because you know what? Everyone is going on their own journey with body stuff. And I just have compassion for them. And again, I go into this a lot more in detail in my book because I think it's so important. Like, hurt people, right? We say that all the time. It's so true, especially with women and body stuff. It's clear as day. And I'm happy to share, you know, my arc in the hopes that it helps speed up someone else's. Okay, the third area, dating. And I think I need to be a little bit better in this realm. I think this is one area that maybe I need some work on. So you are on Instagram, maybe you're on your Finsta, you're scrolling, you're checking up on your ex, you're doing your weekly check on them. Oh, they have a new girlfriend. What? What? You go to their page and you see her, immediately screenshot, send to the group chat. How does the group chat pop off? Let's be honest, okay? Let's not be like, you know, kumbaya, hold hands, like Positive Tinks podcast. Let's be real. The group chat pops off. Oh my God, she's actually disgusting. Oh my God, you're so much prettier. Oh my God, she looks like a whore. Oh my God, I think actually my friend Brandon knows her and fucked her and like she's trash. Let's be real. How we make each other feel better when it comes to this sort of stuff is by putting down the other girl. And we shouldn't, right? Because we can judge someone on their character, man or woman, of course. You can judge someone on how they behave. And I'm not saying we can't criticize people's behavior. I'm thinking about Raquel right now, obviously. But you can't like put someone down because of their looks. It's not as powerful. By the way, if you want to look at it that way, if you're thinking about a situation or, you know, an argument or whatever situation with a guy, if you attack the other girl's looks, your argument is, in my mind, immediately void, because it's like, well, that doesn't have, she can't control that, right? She can't control that at all. So this, you know, where this gets really sticky is cheating. Right? Because you're so enraged. And like, even with the Raquel thing, I can use this as an example again. Like, people are shitting on her so bad and like saying such negative things. And like, you can attack her behavior. She's a traitor. She's awful friend, deceitful, whatever. But you can't attack her looks. Okay? You can't attack her looks, because it's like, she can't control that. That's nothing, you know, what is the point of that? And I know the urge to try and protect your friend's feelings when, you know, their ex gets with someone, or, you know, their situationship gets with another girl. I know the urge to try and make them feel better, but like, put yourself in that position, because we've all been in it. And when your friends say, oh my God, that other girl's so ugly, like you're so much hotter, does that actually make you feel better? For me, it's always like, it's kind of like a short hit. It's like, okay, it feels good for like 3 seconds. And then you're still left with the feeling like, oh God, he chose her instead of me, or whatever it is. And it's like, feel your feelings. It's okay. You know how much fucking cooler and badass and strong it is to be like, you know, guys, like, I'm really hurt. I thought that we were going to date and he actually went for this girl instead, or whatever. By the way, we have a podcast about that, if you're in that situation. Exactly. It's a lot cooler to just be like, I'm really bummed. I think I'm going to be like in a funk for the rest of the day. That's like such a bummer. But I guess he wasn't my guy. I guess that makes it even clearer. He wasn't for me. You know, there's something better coming for me. That's so much more fucking badass and cool and powerful. Like, don't you want to be that girl? I've become that girl. And I'm not saying it's easy, because from the day we are born as women, we have scarcity mindset. They fucking inject us with scarcity mindset in the hospital. Every baby girl, they're like, oh, we're going to give her scarcity mindset for life pill as a baby, so that she grows up thinking that she's in a competition with every other fucking woman on the planet. And that sucks, but we have to fight against it every day. And this is one area that you can do that, right? I promise you, this work is so meaningful. Like, it can be done. You can unlearn bad shit that is infused in you. You can lessen your scarcity mindset. You can dim your insecurity and amp up your confidence and self-esteem. because I'm living proof. And let me tell you, living in a place of self-esteem and being secure and helping other women, like, it feels so cool and it feels so much better. And I'm so much more peaceful of a person now. I'm not saying I'm perfect, like I said, because sometimes you guys will call, like, I'll give an example. Like, I'm not perfect at all. I think I'm good with the work stuff. I'm in a great place with the body stuff, but like with the dating stuff, sometimes one of you will call and you'll be like, oh my God, my boyfriend cheated on me. And I'll be like, that fucking whore, like, or whatever. I'll say something like that. And I'm like, whoa, that's not setting a good example for the squad, because that girl's a person too. And like, I'm not going to say that she's ugly or do anything like that. We can criticize her behavior, but not her looks. Right. It's a lot about comparison too, right? Comparison is the thief of joy. If you're like, well, I'm prettier than his ex and da, 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 da. It's like, it's comparison. It's just like, it's not helpful. I really enjoyed talking about this with you guys. I was really nervous to do this episode. I have been nervous to talk about, you know, the tweets from, you know, the negative things that I said about women in the past. But again, I think it's like a very powerful tool to show like how you can change and how working on yourself is actually the key to life, and it's the key to evolving and growing. And I hope that you'll all use this as inspiration for your own life. I don't think we have it figured out yet, re the scarcity mindset, but I know that we can all work on ourselves, and that type of thing makes a difference in real life. Because you want to know why? It's like, if you're working on yourself and you're doing the work and growing, and then your friend, you say you're in a group of girls and this situation happens to you with the phone, or you're just like, okay, well, he wasn't meant for me. If you say that, then some other girl in your friend group is going to go like, whoa, that's so evolved. I would have totally shit on how that girl's hair looks or whatever. But you know, my friend just said, wow, he's not for me. Okay. That's bumming me out. I feel kind of sad, but you know, okay, that's what it is. If I heard a girl say that, that would make me think that girl is so cool. Does that make sense? Or if I heard a girl be like, well, we shouldn't comment on her body. Like, that's not a good thing to comment on. We can talk about her actions, but why are you commenting on her body? I'd be like, that girl is so fucking dope. I want to be friends with her. Right? We're not perfect. I make slip ups all the time. Everybody does. But if we are not afraid to make mistakes and we can talk about it in this open way, that's how we make progress for all women.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling collection of timeless designs perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelets, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Write a love note to yourself or your best friend with beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora. Spell it out with handwritten charms, sparkling stacks, and iconic styles designed for every kind of forever. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I personally have been talking to my therapist every single week about my stressful times and just getting everything off my chest, explaining the difficult situation I've been having at work and what has been weighing on me has made me feel 1 million times better. I really don't know what I would do without her. As you guys know, I talk to her every week. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Tinks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Tinks. To know me is to know that I am obsessed with spicy margaritas. Love tequila cocktails? Then check out the award-winning 21 Seeds Infused Tequila. It's a one-of-a-kind tequila infused with the juice of real fruit. 21 Seeds is smooth, not sweet. It smells fresh and bright and tastes incredible. Try 21 Seeds Infused Tequila. Learn more at 21seeds.com. Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Today, I want to talk about Mean Girls. And while I would love to talk about the movie the whole time, I actually want to talk about the real life concept of Mean Girls. And I'll tell you why. I've wanted to speak about this for a while. And it kind of came up for a couple reasons. It was percolating my head. Number one, I was dealing with these two girls who I don't know very well. And they're not friends. They don't know each other. But they are in my extended industry. And I have to deal with them once in a while. And I would go further than, well, one of them is a mean girl and one of them I would just flat out call a bully. And I ran into each of them recently and I kind of changed my tactic. So I'll go into that and what I did. And if so, hopefully it's helpful if anyone else is out there dealing with a mean girl. The second reason that it came up is because the Mean Girls musical trailer came out and I couldn't be more excited. However, I am confused because it's supposed to be a musical and they didn't put any singing in the trailer. Confusing. Also, I found it offensive that they said, this is not your mother's Mean Girls. And I get that I'm in my 30s, but Mean Girls is 20 years old. And I know that I'm dyslexic, but like, we're not that old. The people who watch Mean Girls the first time around, like we're not like, I don't know. I'm just like, the people who are watching Mean Girls now are like 20. They're going to be like in their teens and 20s. So they're, I don't know. Anyway, I just felt like that was not the angle that I would have taken to market it, which again, who the fuck am I? Absolutely no one. So, you know, don't listen to me, but I am excited to watch the movie. And then the third reason why it kind of randomly came up is because I saw this TikTok that said it was a hot take. And she said, actually, Janice is the real mean girl. I deeply apologize. I had it saved in my TikTok folders because I wanted to give this creator credit, but it is disappeared from my saved folders. I don't know if she took the video down or what happened. I apologize, but yeah, shout out her because I thought it was an interesting take. So essentially she said that Janice was the real mean girl because she like isolated herself and it was her whole hot take on how now the mean girls are not the pretty popular ones in school. They're the girls who control the narrative and basically saying like pick me girls are the real bullies and the real mean girls, which I thought was interesting. And I have no doubt that the landscape has completely changed in high school, in college, in terms of what's cool, what's not. You know, in a lot of ways, Gen Z kind of market themselves as these really accepting people who, you know, they just want acceptance and unity and all this stuff. But in a lot of ways, I'm like, I see you guys on TikTok and you're so mean. You're so mean, like about everything. So I don't know. That's confusing. But here's what I do know. There will always be mean girls. There will always be mean girls and of course mean guys too. But today I want to talk about mean girls because I know a lot of you deal with it, especially in the workplace. And so that's where I want to really focus it on today. Oh, I had one more reason why it came up. It came up because of our friend who called in the live show and was dealing with that group of girls, the one specific huge bitch who was like excluding her. And then the rest of her squad was like kind of siding with the mean girl. And my heart broke for her because we've all been in one of those situations where we just feel so isolated and we feel, you know, just so upset by mean girls and it can like ruin your life. We've all been victim of a mean girl and it's crazy that it just continues to go on. This is kind of a stupid point, but it's kind of not. You can see it in Real Housewives. Like the mean girls just grow up or they change. Some people grow out of being mean girls. Some people grow into being mean girls. And that's a really crazy thing. Some people are going through a hard time and then that's why they become mean. But it's not really your problem why it happens. It's still just as hurtful and frustrating no matter why the person has turned mean. First, let me tell you about the situation that I have. Essentially, there's these two people. Like I said, they don't know each other, but they're both in my extended industry. One of them I have to deal with more than the other. And for a long time, the one that I have to deal with more frequently, my tactic with her was to kind of suck up to her, because sometimes that works with mean girls. And I know you're probably thinking, wow, that's not very Tinks of you to like suck up to someone who's a bitch to you and who like talks shit about you and like has actually done really fucked up shit to you. But I honestly was like kind of afraid of her. And even though I'm a confident person with good self-esteem, sometimes like I don't have the energy to deal with people, and I am kind of afraid of her, and she is kind of quote powerful. So I just didn't want to, I just felt like maybe if I kind of kiss the ring, this person will not fuck with me anymore. That just flat out did not work. Okay. I think it had the opposite effect. I think it made her think that I'm weak and that she could take shots at me and that I wouldn't see what was going on and it wouldn't get back to me and this, that, and the third. And finally, I just switched up my tactic and I decided that I was going to completely ignore her. Now, I don't have to see her that frequently. I don't live in the same city as her, but her name comes up, we're on the same email. You know, it's just, she's around. This could be a more difficult tactic if, say, the bully that you are dealing with is at work. But for me, I just switched it up. I had this like gut feeling like, Tinks, this is not working. You need to try something different. And the next time that I saw her, I looked at her straight in the eyes and I didn't even smile. I like basically smirked. Like I almost gave her own medicine back. I literally looked at her and I just kind of like raised my eyebrows. Imagine the bitchiest hello you can do. That's what I gave to her. And guys, she looked like she had the like wind knocked out of her. She looked so flustered. I think she was like, is Tink sick? Like what's going on? Then a couple weeks go by. She texts me something. She texts me like an invite to something. And I didn't respond. I didn't respond. And I felt so good. The next time I saw her, okay, I saw her again. I don't want you guys to think I'm mean, but you don't understand how much of a bitch this person has been to me and how nasty she's been to me. I literally like almost laughed in her face when I saw her. Because I was like, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of it. And I want you to know that I've got your fucking number without actually doing anything to you. Unlike her, who's done stuff to me. I literally just like looked at her and I was like, hey. And then I like walked away. I'm not kidding, like that. And she's been real quiet ever since. Real quiet ever since. And sometimes when someone is being such a bitch to you, you have to just give them a taste of their own medicine back and look them in the eyes and like metaphorically say, I am not afraid of you. So that's my tactic with that one person. Okay, the other person, just kind of bitchy, like random energy. And I think that maybe the reason I'm so sensitive to these two people is because at the point I'm at in my life now, I really don't have any fake friends. I really don't spend time with anybody who I do not really value and really like. And I feel great about it. But these two people, because they're to do with work, I can't really edit them out. And I am a sensitive person, right? I am a really sensitive person. So this other person is just like, just kind of like bitchy. And like, you know when people have that tone and they're asking you something, but you feel like they're making fun of you? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? They'll be like, oh, and what's new with you? Like in the fakest way. And you're like, why are you even asking me? You don't care. You clearly hate me. You clearly have some issue with me. Why are you making me feel like poo? So my tactic with this person was like, instead of trying to kill with kindness, I'm going to almost mimic them back. So the next time I saw them, I was like, they were like, oh my God, Tinks, what's new with you? How's the bookie work going? And I was like, oh my God, it's so good. How are you? Like, I literally did that back to them instead of trying to be genuine. Like I have in the past where I've been like, oh, it's really good. Thank you so much. Like, I'm so grateful, blah, blah, blah. I just like gave it right back. And that seemed to really, really work. And then also like really ignore, like turn away right away and just kind of like not give them attention. Because I feel like with bullies and with mean girls, they thrive off of making people squirm and making people uncomfortable. So that is one route to go. Now, I know that some of you deal with mean girls in the workplace, and that is the hardest fucking shit to deal with. Especially if the mean girls are superior to you. Maybe it's your boss. Maybe it's people just in the level above you. Maybe there's a girl who's controlling the group and you feel like so left out every time at lunch, or they always magically leave you off of emails about projects. And that fucking sucks. It sucks. And if you're dealing with this, I want you to go back and listen to my episode about three areas where women need to be better to each other. And the number one is work. But it is just, it's the most disheartening thing, because you're like, why are you not making more space for me at the table? Why are you not opening doors for me as another woman in our workplace? So to anyone who's dealing with that, I'm so sorry. If you are dealing with a mean girl at work, I always say keep a notepad of every little slight they do to you. They left you off an email. They said this, they did that. Just keep a log of it. Okay, that's step one. And if it gets super, super bad, obviously go to HR. If it's just like petty bullshit, if it's not really to do with work, it's more to do with just like being nasty to you or whatever, I do always think that killing them with kindness is always the first stop. Like, try that first. If it doesn't work, there are other tactics that you can do, including the one that I mentioned, which is just like throwing it right back to them and looking them in the eyes and being like, oh, like literally just being bitchy back to them, or completely ignoring them, completely, like actually pretend that they are invisible. Because again, they thrive off of watching people squirm. And it's like a power thing. It's a sick and twisted power thing that some people need to feel better over themselves, like put others down to do better. And I think the reason why it's so prominent at work is because of, for women, is because of scarcity mindset. And they're like, ooh, like a woman, she's younger than me, she's coming for my job, like maybe I'm gonna have to leave to have a baby soon, and she's coming up, oh my God, I'm nervous. Like, it's all scarcity mindset. So in that sense, I feel bad, because it's like, it's not women's fault. And if we had enough resources, if we had enough jobs, maybe we wouldn't be so fucking competitive with each other. But again, what good does that explanation help you when you are being bullied by someone who's your senior at work, right? Okay, let's talk about a different type of mean girl. Let's talk about the type of mean girl who is weirdly close with your boyfriend. Okay. Now, they were probably friends before. You know the girl, right? The girl who is like your guy friend's best friend, and like they always do everything together, and like they have all these jokes, and like you have nothing to worry about. But like in your gut, you just feel like, why is she commenting that on his Instagram? Or like, Why is she texting him a private joke on a Sunday night? Just like little things that just make you feel like so annoyed. Or this is the best, when you, and by that I mean the worst, when you are meeting his group of friends and like you walk in with him for the first time and you just know the girl is like giving you daggers. She's just like fake nice to you. She's like, oh my God, like I've been so excited to meet you. Oh my God. Oh my God. But you just can tell it's fake, but you can't tell your boyfriend because you'd sound fucking crazy. Wait, I have to go on a tangent for a second. I think the hardest thing with mean girls and bullies is that sometimes it's so subtle that you feel actually fucking crazy when you're trying to explain it to someone else. That is the most difficult thing, okay? It's sometimes it's so small, and you know in your heart, in your gut, that this girl has it out for you, but you sound fucking delusional when you're trying to explain it to your other friends or your boyfriend or your therapist or whatever. You sound fucking crazy. Oh my God, I have this other girl. Sorry, I just thought of another example. I have this other girl. She is not a friend. She's an acquaintance. I used to hang with her like a couple years ago. We were kind of like hanging in the same group for a second, and she's younger than me. And guys, this girl was such a mean girl. My first red flag was that she had no girlfriends, literally not one. But like, and she was like, all my best friends are guy friends. And I was like, okay, interesting. She would do these slight things to me. Slight, it was so slight. And I literally felt like I was going insane until I met this other girl who knew her. And like one day we kind of just like were having drinks, and we kind of were like, wait, is this girl kind of like Is she kind of like bitchy to you? Does she kind of like hit on guys that you like and all this stuff? And we had this like come to Jesus moment. And I don't want to sound like I mean, but we had a full debrief for an hour, me and this other girl. And this girl has all the same tactics, all the same subtle, mean jabs that she does to people. And so I just felt very validated. But anyway, to me, that's always what I find so frustrating is when it's so fucking subtle, but you know that this girl is just like out for you. So that is a really hard one. And it's a hard one because men are stupid. And so when you do try and explain it to your boyfriend, and I'm not even talking about like that there's something going on between them. Obviously, that's a different episode. I'm just talking about the subtle, unwelcoming vibe that some best friends of your boyfriend can have. Okay. Just the subtle, unwelcoming vibe. Okay. Like, you know, you go over to watch football at one of their apartments and it's just like, she just is like, it's just a little something, just like her voice raises slightly when you come in and she's like, oh my God, you brought wine. That's so cute. Like we usually drink beer on Sundays or whatever. And then if you told your boyfriend like, oh yeah, she mentioned that like I brought wine and you guys always drink beer on Sunday. He'd be like, what? That's like normal. Like, yeah, we do always drink beer on Sunday, babe, but I know you like wine. Like subtle shit like that. It drives you insane. Okay. It drives you insane. So what to do about this type of mean girl? For her, I really do recommend kill with kindness. Not just kill with kindness, like murder with kindness, because it will drive her insane. It will drive her fully, fully insane. And I'll tell you why. Because you've got to fight fire with fire sometimes. So she's going to be all fake to you. She's never going to do anything overtly mean to you because your boyfriend would see. So you have to just be like over the top nice. And here's another fucking psycho mean girl tactic, okay? Go for the guy friends in the group. Break them off one by one and make them your friend. And then soon the evil quote best friend of your boyfriend will have no allies left. Okay. One by one, baby, one by one. And be over the top nice to her anytime your boyfriend is around, because then he'll be like, oh my God, like my girlfriend is so sweet. She's trying so hard with my best friend. So then if she tries any really pure evil shit, he'll be like, what? Like, you're the crazy one. Like, my girlfriend is amazing, blah, blah, blah. But that's like a level one mean girl, that type of girl. Holy shit. That is really, really tough. Okay. And then finally, let's talk about mean girls just like in your friend group. Let's talk about, for example, our friend who called in. She was having the toughest time. This girl just fucking turned on her for no reason. And she seems like kind of the queen bee. So she's controlling all the other girls in the group. Now, obviously, there's different ways to deal with this. And obviously, mean girls are it's so complex. Like every situation is different. But I feel like the options are confront, manipulate, or ignore. Let's go through them. So firstly, confront. So I'm a very straightforward person. If I have something on my mind with a friend or I have an issue, like I will always say it. I don't like passive aggression. And I really believe in like just saying it outright because I don't like to have anything left unsaid. However, when it comes to mean girls, they are master gaslighters. Okay. And if a girl just has a bee in her bonnet about you, going up to her and being like, hey, do you have a problem with me? Usually doesn't work. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it does. But here's the problem. Usually when you're having an issue with a girl like this in your group, you're already feeling so isolated and downtrodden that you don't usually have the confidence to go up and be like, hey, like, is there an issue? You've left me out. You removed me from the group chat. You didn't invite me to your pregame, blah, 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 blah. Like in the example of our friend who called in, she had already gone to the queen bee and been like, is something up? And the girl was like, no, no, no. Like bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. So you can try this. And sometimes it works if you're scary enough. Like I can be pretty scary. So I've done this in the past. I've just been like, do you have a fucking problem with me? But if it's not major, then, you know, this isn't, there's flaws. There's flaws in every vertical of dealing with mean girls. But I'm just laying out all the options for you. So you can try that. If you try that and it doesn't work or you don't want to try that, there is, of course, fighting fire with fire and manipulating them back. Now, is this toxic advice to give? I don't really fucking know and I don't fucking care, but I'm just going to lay it out for you guys just so that we have all of our bases covered. Sometimes someone is being so fucked up to you that the only way to deal with it is to be fucked up back to them. An example of this would be, like in the movie Mean Girls, to try to turn the allies in the middle. So that's what I had kind of told our friend who called in. I was like, your group sounds really big. I think what you need to do is break off with one of the nicer girls in the group and be like, yo, I'm really struggling. Like, do you know what's going on? Has this ever happened before? Can you give me more insight? Blah, 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 blah. And it's not even that manipulative. It's just like trying to get people to see you as human, because one of the main tactics that mean girls do is they're like, they make you seem like a loser or whatever. That's like whatever small bitching they're doing to the group. They're trying to isolate you and make you seem like the loser. So you need to get the other people to remember that you're their friend too, and that you didn't do anything wrong. It's just like all of a sudden the mean girl woke up and one day decided she had it out for you. So you can do that. I'm not suggesting that you give anyone Caltine bars or you put foot lotion in face lotion or anything like that in the movie. Okay. But there are subtle ways to do it. And, you know, I don't know, that's worked for me in the past too. And then the third way to deal with it is to ignore and leave, which it's hard sometimes. That's easier said than done. Okay. If it's your friend group, it's hard to just pick up and leave. It's hard to just not care suddenly about not being invited to the group dinner. It's hard to just not be upset when you realize that they're joking about something that was on a group chat that you weren't included in. That's really, really hard. Like it can make you feel like you're in high school again, even if you're in your 30s. Okay. It's really, really hard to feel that way. Okay. And I'm really, my heart goes out to anyone who's dealing with it right now, because it's honestly the worst feeling. But if it gets to a point where you're feeling so miserable, you can just ignore and you can kind of take a step back, right? You can take a step back and just try to hang with other friends. And sometimes when you do that, it kind of creates more respect for you, right? Because I think another thing that mean girls do is like, they prey on insecurity. And if they see you just being like, I'm not going to take this anymore, I need to have some space from this group and I need to stand up for myself, then the mean girl is kind of like, huh, okay, she respects herself. Maybe I'll go pick on someone else for a while. I want to end by saying I've been a mean girl in the past at different times in my life. And every single time that I've been a mean girl or been a bitch or whatever, it was because I hated myself. It's not an excuse. It is not an excuse. Hear me loud and clear. But when I look back, I'm like, damn, the reason that I was being so bitchy is because I was going through a really hard time. And I felt like if I had control, I don't know. It's like subconscious, obviously, in most cases, but I've definitely been a mean girl in the past. And I really don't like that. Like it's so unkind. If you have any sense of morality, like it leaves you feeling so awful. And it's just no way to be. So to any of my fellow ex mean girls, or maybe you're in a little bit of a mean girl stage right now, you can grow out of it and you can deal with it. And it's 99.9% because you're dealing with some shit internally. So if you've been nasty, if you have a flicker of recognition when I say that, think about it and be careful, because you can get so swept up in being mean. Like it can start almost like harmlessly. You know, maybe you have like a little side chat with like some of your friends and like you say something like a little bit mean or whatever, and it can snowball and get so out of control so quickly, and feelings can get hurt and people remember that shit forever. Okay. That is the type of shit that inflicts real wounds on someone. So be careful. It is always better to be nice. After having been a mean girl and a nice girl, let me just say being a nice girl is 10,000 times more fun. I'm not saying take shit from anyone, but as I told you at the top of this episode, I'm no longer taking shit from those two bullies and the other third one. I cut her out of my life completely because she's crazy and scares me. But be nice, do no harm, but take no shit. Remember, okay? All right, I love you guys so much. Bye.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.